Hi, Eddie. We got disconnected there. I'm not exactly sure what it did happen. So you should have gotten a welcome email that has your username and your password so you can log into your tracking system. Looks like your username is your phone number, and it is area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You can't change your username. It's in our system the same way, but we did make it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username is 330-600-4054. All of that information is on your welcome email. Your default password is fun. Search, all lowercase, no space, F-U-N-S-E-A-R-C-H. Again, that's on the welcome email as well. You can change that default password at any time. You did also receive an additional email. It says photos needed for your Google verification. Google has made the process of being PIN verified a little more comprehensive, and it's by design. It's to make sure that businesses on the first page are real businesses, actual legitimate companies that will answer the phone, that will provide those services. You don't have to send all of these pictures, but anything that you can send will help us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are active in the local area. Any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, snap a photo of that. There's no real physical workplace since you go out to the customer. Google's fine for that one with, you know, where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work. Of course, a lot of that stuff we're going to want to use for your website anyway. The other email that you got, if you can open it up, if you can't, let me know, but it says local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yeah.
You are able to see it?
Yeah.
So if you open it up, it goes to the local splash terms of experience. Again, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you, everything that we did go over in the voice verification is here for you in writing. So Google's going to be our main focus, but 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, so you'll be listed there. We'll mirror the content to get you on the first page of Bing. We want you to have those opportunities and get those phone calls. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything to be on that first page. We will do that website for you. Like I said, it takes about 5 or 7 business days to get that up and running. If the website that you're hoping gets completed, and if you like that website better, just let us know. We can switch to pointing everything towards that other website. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. You'll see a long line that goes across, and below it, it populates your mobile number in a couple of boxes. If you can, please do click on those boxes. One, just that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, we want you to click on that box. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So it's case sensitive. The E, M, and Y are all capitalized. There's no period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. You can copy and paste it, but if you do, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. Then there's the orangish colored box that says confirm signature. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn your phone sideways for that button to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on the confirm signature box, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know it's month to month, that we reduced the cost, that we waived your setup fee, that we're even including the website. And of course, that it is a month to month service. The other thing it'll do is allow us to make sure your Google PIN verified, either to release a Google PIN card or to schedule a video or phone conversation with Google so that we can let them know that you are active in the area. And of course, to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm not seeing where I put in my signature.
Okay.
I just checked. Okay.
You checked two boxes. It should be at the very bottom, and I've had people tell me that they couldn't quite scroll down low enough for it to pop up, but usually if you turn your phone sideways, you are on your phone, right? It should pop up if you turn your phone sideways.
Okay, I'm seeing it.
So once you're able to type in your name, just click that confirm signature box and let me know when it asks you for your username and password.
Let's ask for my username and password.
Okay. You can log in now. Again, you have the credentials on your welcome email, but you actually don't have to. It doesn't have to go that next step right now. The automated system thinks your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Actually, we have to do your client interview first for us to activate your tracking system. We have to create the content for there to be something to track, but you'll get by email and text in the next day or so confirmation that your tracking system is active. If you try before then, you would just get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Your follow-up call is at 6 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email. That email just letting you know that it's scheduled that following hour. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite to your email inbox. That's just for your record. You certainly don't have to respond to it. Some people do, and it's fine if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English, and then it's got your username, your name, and your password. So the welcome email, and in fact, I think most of those emails have the client support email address. It's just support@localsplash.com. Please do reference your username or phone number when you email us. That, again, makes it really easy for us to access your account and forward the information out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. They may give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com when they conduct your client interview. You can always email the photos team directly, but if you send everything to the support email, that's fine too, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. And every time I hear someone say that they're not happy with a lead-based service or something like that, it kind of makes me happy. It makes my day because I've been doing this for a long time. Been with this company for over 11 years, and I know we're going to get your phone ringing. Might just help you to scale back or even stop paying for those leads altogether. We are really looking forward to getting this going for you and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, sounds good.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Eddie. I certainly do hope that I am, in fact, available at 6 when our technician gives you a call. If not, he'll be calling you, or she'll be calling you. I don't know whose calendar it's going to end up on at this point. But we'll be calling you back right out or shortly after 6. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Yoder. Bye now.